Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Primarily Rockets.
Yeah. I
think that's safe to say. And Rockets and fandom. FYI, Houston Police Department reporting that Kingwood Drive between Loop 494 and Chestnut Ridge is completely underwater. So Lone Star College in Kingwood is closed. And yeah, and Home Dudes was saying, I live in Kingwood, can't get home. All the roads in Kingwood are closed, and I'm stuck watching high water rescues. Man, that sucks. Well, I'd invite everybody from Kingwood to my place, but I don't have enough room. Sorry. Apparently, there was a weather alert while we were talking.
So. Yeah, they've been on and off. This is now, there's one going on right now. It's the second one of our show. They had, I think, four in the final hour of The Usual Suspects.
Wow. Well, I can tell because my phone keeps blowing up with my AccuWeather notifications. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it overrides my board, so I have no control over.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's okay. So that's a. I mean, if people are need to know that information, let's get it out there to them. That's more important. It's more important than your power over the board, pal. 713-780-ESPN is your number. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, but Derby winner will not run in the Preakness.
I thought that was already predetermined.
Well, they made it official today.
How'd that appeal situation go?
Denied. Hmm. So what's going to happen is there will be a lawsuit. They'll try to recoup the purse money, but the players are just screwed. And
that sucks, man.
And I think them doing this got them a lot more attention in the media than maybe the Derby would any other year. But you know what else it did? It made the Preakness just another race.
Yeah.
Because with neither of those horses in there, at least a maximum security ran, you could say, you know what, he did finish ahead of everybody else. It adds some intrigue to it.
Yeah.
But now it's just going to be just another race. It's going to be like the Belmont is most years when you're not going for a triple crown,
right,
where I'm the only person who cares about it. But there's a horse I really like in there, so I will be.
I mean, you'll bet on it.
I'll bet on it, yeah. But I am serious. It's my last triple crown to do this publicly. Jeez, I'm looking at these radar things. This is not good. For some reason, I get...
You're going to have a hard time making it home.
Well, I'm a little worried about that. So I'll figure it out. Maybe I should just go now.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I owe you four minutes.
5 o'clock traffic. That would in the rain. Yeah, that...
Oh.
I'd get home. I'll get home sooner if I leave at 7 o'clock. So, you want to take a phone call?
We can.
Let's do Sean.
Hello, Sports. Sean. Sports.
Sports. Question. So, if you're the Astros, 20% of the season's done, and you have to do one upgrade. I don't care if it comes from a trade or the minors or something. Either one more starting pitcher, one reliever, or one more bat, considering Tampa Bay's probably going to regress a little bit.
Well, I don't know about that.
The Red Sox will get a little bit better. If you think you're a good team, a really good team, but you need to make one move to get you over the top, what would it be?
It's a starting pitcher to me. I mean, I don't see much of a debate.
I agree, and I also
know Garrett Cole hasn't been great, but I still trust Garrett Cole over the course of the season. Beyond Justin Verlander and Garrett Cole, though, I don't think you have a starter that you can trust.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, like that you would feel great going out as your third guy. I mean, you lost your I mean, basically, you lost your 3, 4, 5 guys in McCullers, Morton, and Keuchel, and just replaced them with bullpen guys and Wade Miley. And so trusting somebody to stay healthy for that whole time, trusting somebody to consistently go out and give you 6 innings, they don't have that. So that's what I'd be looking for.
Yeah, although why do I only get to make one move?
You don't.
Is this what kind of communism is this? That I only get to make one move? But yeah, I agree. Starting pitcher is the way. Because, and honestly, they've got enough to get by for the regular season with what they have. But that I don't like that rotation in the playoffs. And there's still time for Josh James to develop, or you know, Forrest Whitley, or any of those. And I think part of that's that they're waiting to see if one of those guys becomes that pitcher for you this year. I don't think it's going to happen. But they'll make trades. There's still plenty they can do, and wouldn't rule out Keuchel coming back at some point.
Yeah.
Although apparently he's going to hold out till he gets what he wants. So, man, I'm looking at some of these pictures on Twitter of the flooding. Does anybody else get like Harvey flashbacks when stuff like this starts happening again? Because I kind of start feeling that queasy Harvey feeling.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, and even like. I guess where I was at during Harvey, like while Harvey was happening, it didn't feel like all the carnage and stuff that it was. Like I knew I could see it on TV, but like my power never even went off during Harvey.
Oh, and I never lost satellite either.
Yeah, I was watching direct TV.
But that was part of the problem. I was sitting there watching all this stuff go on around us.
But like once I got
it was just depressing.
Once I got out, like into the thick of it. Like, oh man, you could see what a disaster it was. But like when I was at my house, it just felt like a never ending rainstorm. Like,
yeah, but it was 5 days of it though.
I know
was the problem.
So that was kind of the weird thing. And there's a gully by my house, and I would go out every morning and check, you know, the level of the gully, and yeah, but it didn't feel like it was a natural disaster happening. So I guess I don't get the PTSD flashbacks that some people do, but. I don't blame anybody who does, though. It's a pretty crazy thing, especially once you got out in the thick of it and saw what had happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, Papa Cap sent a picture from 59 in Porter, and there's people all off the road there. Well, guys, be safe out there. Whatever you do, if you don't need to be out, don't be out. So Blaine says, yeah, I don't leave now. I'm sitting in traffic, not moving at all. I left early to try to beat the traffic at 4. No luck. I live in Liberty. Yeah. Well, honestly, I shouldn't have any problems. My side of town doesn't. I mean, we didn't get anything really during Harvey. It almost never floods.
But sometimes getting there is a problem for you sometimes.
Not really. Well, the area around here at the Galleria, that's the only problem for me, is getting out of the Galleria. If I can do that, I'm fine, because it's just 59 to, you know, straight shot. So I'm not too worried. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776.
What are all those cars doing in that picture?
Looks like they're trying to get off the road, or they are off the road.
Weird.
Interesting.
They got into the grass? You're going to get stuck there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening there.
Especially that guy in the big black truck. Just go, dude. It's the only reason I bought a truck. I don't get stuck in the water. I'm not getting stuck.
Yeah, Rob saying Kingwood Drive is flooded with about 1.5 feet of water.
Weesh.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, I bet you the roof's closed at the Dome tonight, or at the...
My guess is yes, it'll be closed. Yeah. It should be.
Yeah.
This is one of those times where I feel like...
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Not great weather.
Yeah. Casey says he's in Kingwood and was able to get home going 494 to Ford Road around the back way. So maybe that'll work. Although I just thought they said 494 was closed.
Oh, boy. Is this what our station is, or is it what our show is now, where the AccuWeather show?
Well... I don't think it's bad to keep people updated.
By the way, why is it flooding? I mean, it's not like it's been raining nonstop. Did it even rain yesterday? Like for a little bit?
No.
Now, do we now just get like one big rainstorm and the whole town floods? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just bad in that one area.
I guess.
So apparently, today is a key day if you're an NFL free agent, because after today, there are no compensatory picks for any of these guys that get signed. So you still got Ndamukong Suh, Ziggy Ansah, Muhammad Wilkerson, Morris Claiborne's still out there. So
you can get these guys without any penalty.
I guess this is a big deal now, and I know the Texans are big on this. Where
I think it's the same way with baseball.
Yeah,
like teams are so worried about draft picks.
Yeah, I'd rather just have players. So people say they've got 7 inches of rain in 3 hours. That's why it flooded.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's 3 hours. You shouldn't be flooding in 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of rain.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do I know? What do I know? What do I know about it? Engineering? Nothing. That's what I know. You know what I do know about? Testosterone. And if you've got low testosterone, can affect you in a lot of ways. Can make you not perform your best at work, not perform your best in the gym, not perform your best in the bedroom. Nobody wants that. After the age of 30, everybody's going to experience a gradual decline, but some guys, it goes faster than others. And Man Centers has a way to make it better. And without the injections, without the weekly appointments and the crash, you don't have to have that anymore. Synthetic testosterone can damage fertility, cause dependency, health issues, and even shrinkage. You don't need that. Man Centers has a way to get your body producing its own testosterone again naturally. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area, off 249 in Northwest Houston and down south in Webster. Stop in and check them out. There's no excuse. They've got a free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. Schedule your free checkup today. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book it online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you might tell whoever recorded that song, they're going to get sued.
That's your buddies in Faceplant.
Yeah, they're going to get sued by, what's his face? Because he's
Buffer.
Yeah. No. So feel free to play that song anytime, but don't play the beginning. No, they've come after our station for stuff before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
And remember, I don't know, maybe this was before you got there, but Dave Tepper got called about it because Carl or somebody used it on the show and they were threatening to sue us. Somebody have to pay $10,000 or something. So.
Yeah, I think both the Buffer brothers are really protective of their trademarks.
But it's not like you're profiting from it.
No.
So, interesting question. When Rockets win, it floods.
That's true.
That from the text line.
I do know that now.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, where do you want to go with this? I got some football. I got some non-sports.
Can we talk a little bit about the fight that happened over the weekend? Canelo, Daniel Jacobs. I thought, but DAZN, listen, they do a good job of putting on the broadcast. Like, I enjoyed the presentation, but boy, their announcers, to me, they were watching a different fight. Like, they acted like that fight was lopsided. Did you watch the fight?
I did not.
I thought it was a really close fight. It looked like Canelo was going to run away with it. I had him winning most of the early rounds. And by the time it was done, I was like, man, this is probably a draw, like on my card. I wouldn't be surprised if it went either way. And if I had to choose, I might have said Jacobs won by a round, but there were a lot of rounds that could have gone either way. I wasn't going to be mad one way or the other because I thought it was a really close fight. But to listen to the broadcast, you would think that Daniel Jacobs didn't even show up and he just went in there and got his ass whipped. And I was like, I didn't see that at all.
Well, but Canelo's their golden goose.
Exactly.
They have to do that.
Well, Errol Spence, who is looking for he's now thinking maybe a Canelo fight could happen for him. They asked about him moving up to fight Alvarez, and Spence said he didn't reject it. He said, we'll see. It could happen. But he said that he believed that he thought that Jacobs won that fight. He said he thought he pulled it out in the later rounds. I thought Danny pulled out the fight. He was working. It was a good fight, though. But they said, what do you think is next? And Spence, who was hoping for a fight with Terrence Crawford, looks like that's not going to happen yet. He said, right now it looks like it's probably Sean Porter, who is 30-2 with 17 knockouts. They're expected to meet either in the late in the summer or early in the fall. And then it looks like the winner of that will likely fight the winner of the Keith Thurman-Manny Pacquiao fight in his next fight. So, I mean, it looks like they've got some fights lined up, but none of them are Terrence Crawford, which is kind of what I was hoping for. But, it was an interesting fight, a much better fight than the announcers made it sound like. And on another fight note, our boy Juan Adams lost his fight.
Yeah, I saw that.
A tough decision. He fought hard, and that guy he had some takedowns and held him down. And, you know, I think anytime you lose your first fight, you don't really know how to handle it. And I kind of, I watched Andrew Craig go through it, and I've seen several guys go through it. You know, Alex Morano, when he went through it, and you just don't think that you're going to lose. And then when it happens, it's like, really? Man, I can't believe that happened. And, I think Juan is kind of going through that now, but he seems like he's got a pretty good attitude about it. I expect him to bounce back and do really well.
Yeah, so. he was still having fun on Twitter afterwards and said, hey, if you're going to talk bleep, you know, you got to own it.
Yep. And he's a guy who I think he has a pretty good understanding of the parts of his game that he needs to work on. And I mean, that's half the battle. Like, not thinking, it's important to have confidence, but when you lose, if you lose and you go, I'm still the best at everything, it's probably not a helpful attitude.
Right.
You need to be able to step back and say, this is what I need to be better at. And I think Juan has a pretty good understanding of what he needs to be better at.
Yeah, I wanted him to kick
some Canadian ass up there. I did too.
It was
unfortunate.
But, 832 asks, how difficult is it for Crawford to change promoters? Looks like he's not getting to fight the top guys he deserves.
There's a contract.
Yeah.
He's got to fight out his contract. And who knows if he's getting paid. Most of these guys, that's what they care about, is getting paid. You know, Canelo doesn't care who he fights now because his money is the same.
Yeah.
He's not getting pay-per-view dollars. So,
yeah.
That's kind of that's what worries me about the DAZN's. DAZN's product
the DAZN
is that there's no motivation now to take these massive fights because pay-per-view doesn't factor in anymore. So if Canelo's going to make 30 something million per fight, no matter who he fights, why would you go fight Golovkin again?
Yeah. You can basically pick whatever tomato can you want.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll do nothing but fight guys two weight classes below me. They want to fight? Okay, let's fight. I'm not going to fight somebody bigger than me who might beat me.
Yeah, that is interesting because, you know, that's one of the things that's made some of these fights happen. And frankly, Mayweather-Pacquiao finally happened because of that.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have ever happened if these guys were set up like this. So... 251 said, I tried to order the fight and could not, even with the app. I haven't had any problems getting it.
I didn't have to order the fight. You just turn on DAZN and
yeah.
It's there.
Yeah, you just sign up for the zone, which I used. That was the only way I could watch NFL when I was in Canada in December.
Was on DAZN?
Yeah. And they had all the games, but they didn't have announcers. They had it was just the house feed, basically. So it was a little weird, but yeah, I'm sure they'll expand all that moving forward. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but the XFL's already got its TV deals done.
Okay.
They're going to...
You going to watch?
Depends. I mean, I think I was always more interested in this than I was the AAF, but not much more. So
I'm not going to care. I already know I'm not going to care. I just think that it's a lesser product.
Yeah.
And I don't have time for that. I mean, I like football as much as the next guy, but now, I mean, when's their season supposed to start?
Next year.
Like, is it going to be the same time as AAF? Like, they're going to try to go opposite season?
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, I'd rather watch baseball or college basketball than watch guys who aren't good enough to make it in the NFL play with some silly rule set. I just don't care enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the first time they had the XFL, I kind of enjoyed it for a little while, but then I got bored with it.
And, yeah.
But it's going to have, they've got deals with ABC, ESPN, Fox, and Fox Sports 1.
Okay.
Every game will be nationally televised with Saturday and Sunday afternoons. It's a pretty good TV partners.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, though. I don't know how it's going to be much different. It's just, it's a different business model. And hey, McMahon's done great with wrestling.
Yeah, but wrestling's a different thing.
Do you
they're the big show in wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the second best wrestling organization. What Vince McMahon does is when the second best organization starts to get close to his product, he buys it. So that way he's got the best and the second best. That's his MO. Now he's the one who's playing from behind here and he can't buy the NFL. So I don't know. I don't know if I like his chances.
Well, and now I guess there's a new wrestling group starting up to compete with him that the Jaguars owner is starting.
Oh, you want to compete with me? I'll compete with you.
713-780-ESPN. And I'm sure that's the kind of thing they'll talk about on the Hall of Fame with Booker T.
I'm sure they will.
9 to 11. And Soccer Matters, you can hear all about that Barcelona game today. Hey, guys, we're going to London thanks to Big Game Travel.
Yes.
And you can go too. And you need to get signed up now because these packages aren't going to last. And you can get your deposit down and go see the game against Jacksonville at legendary Wembley Stadium. And you're going to see everything that London has to offer. It's all wrapped up into a road trip. They've got nonstop airfare, five-star hotel in downtown London, transportation, pep rally, tailgate, game day tickets. Plus, you get to hang out with AJ Hoffman.
Here's the deal. It's a $300 deposit. $300 will hold your spot. You don't have to pay everything all at once for the trip. You don't have to pay for the whole trip at once. That's not how it works. You can make payments up until the time of the trip. It's as simple as that. And guys, this is going to be the trip of a lifetime. If you're going to do something, if you're going to ever make a road trip to a Texans game, why not go with this one? It's going to be top-notch. You can get in touch with the owners almost any time. They personally host the trips, so you're constantly dealing with the same people. Everything's taken care of for you, guys. Visit BigGameTravel.com for more information. Give them a call. Get your deposit put down today. That's BigGameTravel.com.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
and on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN975 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Be careful out there, guys. As you probably heard from the multiple emergency things, it's not good out there. You know that the Panthers could basically cut Cam Newton for nothing this year?
Yeah. I mean, they won't.
No.
It wouldn't make any sense.
No, nor should they. But basically, he's got 2 years and 44.3 left on his contract. So it would they would only cost them $2 million to cut him.
Yeah.
Which, that's still kind of a bargain to me. I know he's hurt.
Yeah.
But considering what guys are signing for now, doesn't that seem, I mean, fairly reasonable? Well, $22 million
a year? Hold on to him and play it out.
Yeah.
I'm sure by this time, you know, maybe the middle of this season, he'll start talking about an extension. Definitely next offseason, he'll want an extension. Or he'll want to be a free agent, which typically guys of that caliber don't ever become free agents.
No.
Until they're past their prime.
Right, until they can barely play.
Like, yeah, Peyton Manning, yeah, okay.
Yeah, although he well, but he was coming off a devastating injury.
Your neck's broken, okay, you can go.
Yeah, no, but nobody thought that he was...
Nobody thought he was going to come back and do that.
You see the...
Well, when's the last time a really big-time free agent went anywhere? Quarterback.
Brock Osweiler.
Stop.
Well, Kirk Cousins.
Well, yeah, I guess.
That was kind of a weird deal, though, because they franchised him so much. He played that perfectly, by the way.
Oh, he really did.
He got paid. Apparently, speaking of quarterbacks getting paid, Dak Prescott reportedly to get $30 million per year from the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. Well, good run, Cowboys. And the other thing about Kirk Cousins, he's not a former league MVP. Like, Cam Newton's...
Yeah,
been a, got his team MVP to a Super Bowl in the last 5 years. Yeah. I think even they're different levels.
Did you see this report?
I mean, the Cowboys. I don't know. I don't want to say. I don't want to say they shouldn't be paying him because maybe he's good, but that's a guy I definitely want to wait and see on. I'm not willing to just go. You know what? Yeah, I've seen enough to know Dak Prescott's our future. Have you?
$30 million a year. I mean, that's a going rate for a starting quarterback now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just feels like I'm just not sold on the guy. I mean, I think he's Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can win with him and he's solid. But when they're winning games, it's because Zeke runs the football well and that sets him up. So I guess you got to do it.
Yep.
If I were going to lock up one of those two guys, though, probably be the running back.
No, same here.
In this case. Did you see that your favorite player, Klay Thompson, is unhappy with his role on the Warriors?
Well, yeah. You mean his role of, you know, shooting 1 of 6 from three-point range? I'm unhappy with it, too, if I'm the Warriors.
Stephen A. said, I'm told Klay Thompson isn't happy. His number hasn't been called nearly enough. He's tired of sitting around and getting... And this is a quote, the crumbs left behind by other people.
Boy, you know what's going to happen? Ego is going to tear apart that team.
Happens to all empires fall, AJ.
Yeah, it does. But I got to be honest. This dude hasn't had he's had 2 games in the playoffs where he shot over 50% from the field. 2 games out of 10. So far, I mean, you want more than crumbs. Start being efficient. That would go a long way. This is his line from 3-point range throughout the playoffs. 1 of 6, 1 of 4, 2 of 2, 6 of 9. That's a good game. Ended up with 32 points that game. 4 of 11, 1 of 4, 2 of 6, 3 of 9, 2 of 6, 1 of 6. You gotta shoot better than that. You got to shoot better. You want more than crumbs? Go out there and earn more than crumbs. You think if you think they went, the Warriors said, you know what, we're going to have Kevin Durant score 40 points a game. No, he's the only one making shots, so they got to keep giving him the ball. You think if Klay Thompson hits 3 or 4 threes in a row, they won't keep feeding him? That's how basketball works, man.
I think this whole thing's it's going to be very interesting in the offseason with them, because if Durant leaves, clearly they're going to pay Klay Thompson, right? You have to. And then all this goes away, because I'm sure this is just about getting the biggest deal.
I would guess. I mean, listen, if Kevin Durant leaves, obviously Klay Thompson's role dramatically increases. You know?
Yeah.
Klay Thompson is good. Klay Thompson is good enough to be the second best player on a championship team. I mean, we'll never know probably, but he might be good enough to be the best player on a championship team. I tend to think that's probably a stretch.
Yeah, I agree.
But he's proven that he's good enough to be the second best player on a championship team. That can happen. He's in a pretty good spot. Even if Kevin Durant leaves, the Warriors are not—they're not left with an empty cupboard. They're still okay. If Kevin Durant leaves and Draymond Green leaves, they're still going to be okay. People will still want to go play with Steph Curry. I don't. If I'm him, I wouldn't be squeaking too much right now.
713-780-ESPN. 832 says, you never know with the way Stephen A. has been with players' names. He could have heard that about literally any NBA player and accidentally said Klay Thompson.
That's true.
I think he's spread too thin. I blame ESPN for that, but he's their guy. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right. You travel a lot. What would you say is the most stressful part about traveling for you?
Like the actual getting, like being on the plane for however many hours it is?
Apparently, 70% of Americans, almost 70%, get stressed out by packing.
I don't worry that
packing
much about that.
Packing a suitcase.
No.
Well, but you always take one to bring beer back with, so there's some thought that goes into it.
Yeah. I mean, but I would just say, okay, here's how I do it. I say, this is how many days I'm going to be gone. This is how many pairs of underwear I need to equal that amount of days. Same with socks, same with jeans, same with shirts. Then I throw everything in a bag, and I leave. It's not that stressful.
Yeah.
See, it's simple math.
This is a...
I think if... Oh, is there any special event I'm going to have to do? Do I need to take a suit?
Right.
Do I need to take dress shoes?
Well, see, this is one that I never get stressed out by, because I almost never check a bag, and I always have plenty of... I mean, I never overpack. And because if you underpack and you need to go buy a shirt or something, you can go buy a shirt. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But apparently overpacking seems to be an issue for travelers.
Overpacking?
Yes.
Oh, I'm an overpacker. I always have too much stuff. Like every time we go to Vegas or something, especially Vegas, because you're going to get smoky and, you know, you got to, like, I can't walk around all day with like clothes that smell like cigarettes. So I have to make sure that I've got enough clothes that if that happens, I can change. But almost every time there's like one or two shirts or a pair of jeans that I didn't wear. Socks and underwear, though, that's down to a science.
Yeah, yeah. I've got that down. I know exactly how to do that. And gym clothes.
Yep.
Because I can wear the same shorts for a couple of runs and a workout. Shirts you have to change.
Oh, yeah.
But shorts usually are okay. So... Max says you only pack pairs of underwear equal to days of vacation. Bold move. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't poop my pants on like.
Yeah, not even Vegas.
I get wrecked out there in Vegas. I never poop my pants. And guess what? If I did, well, I guess I'd go buy an extra pair of underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bobby or I'd just freeball it one day. I'm not opposed to that.
Bobby says, I stress about the airline losing my luggage. That's why I never check bags unless it's. Like, we're going to Canada for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then I got no choice. But, yeah. Interesting that people... Whoa. What the... You might want to listen to these before you run them.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Oh. I did hear that right. There was a spit in there. Interesting.
I'll go back and listen to it again, but... Maybe I missed it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe you didn't. You know, I don't want to accuse you of missing something. Maybe you did.
No.
But more than likely you did.
I thought I heard.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I thought I heard it too, but
okay, so it wasn't just me. So let's try something else.
Yeah. Either way, we know that means it's break time.
Yeah. We'll be right back with the gym of the day. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Throughout the night, my mind just chasing the truth. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. The Sugarland Skeeters will commemorate the final season of Game of Thrones at this Saturday's game, and one lucky winner gets to be a part of the action. We're giving away the opportunity to throw out the first pitch plus 4 field box tickets. All you have to do is post your best Game of Thrones costume on Instagram and hashtag SkeetersGOT. Or if you already have a photo posted, we'll just comment. Just comment with the hashtag SkeetersGOT. We will vote and announce a winner this Friday during our show. I'm going to dress as Daenerys.
That's a good idea. You got the boobs for it.
I'm telling you. Oh, well. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
We go to, of course, Florida.
Okay.
And Florida woman gets pulled over by the police during a traffic stop. And they ask if she has anything else. She reaches into her yoga pants and pulls out a foot-long baby alligator.
Ooh. Makes sense.
Is that an alligator in your pants? Or yeah. Apparently, Michael Clemens, 22, and Ariel Michonne LeQuire, 25, were stopped about 3:15 a.m. Monday for allegedly blowing through a stop sign. Okay, 3:15 in the morning, nothing good ever happens. They told police they had been collecting snakes and frogs under an overpass. But after police were given permission to search the vehicle, they found a bag with 41 small turtles. When asked if they had anything else, she proceeded to pull an alligator out of her yoga pants and placed it into the bed of the truck. What the hell is she doing with an alligator?
I don't know. That just seems like a really, really bold strategy.
I'm guessing she's got to be a really big girl.
She's a great big fat person. Mm.
He was giving a warning over the stop sign violation, and they were cited for violating bag limits on reptiles, apparently. So everything was released back into the wild.
Well, I'm against alligators in your pants, honestly.
I am too, and I'm traumatized if I'm at alligators.
Yeah.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
And a couple Blitzers sent me that one, so thanks, guys. Always appreciate it. I always try to use the ones that the Blitzers send. So, man, see that video Lamont put on there?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. Starting to think this might suck.
Yeah,
it's supposed to rain for a few days.
It's going to be a rough ride home. Yeah, for a few days, it looks like.
Great. Did you see I've got a couple of things here I wanted to get to. The most anticipated summer movies. I've really only got one that I want to see on this list.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's the one I want to see.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Because I think they did a really good job with the first one, but that is number one on the list.
Okay.
Spider-Man Far From Home. Number two, The Lion King.
No, I don't. I don't like live action Lion King movies where the animals still talk. I don't want that. Cartoons, okay, talking animals. Live action, no talking animals.
Yeah,
that's what I'm against. That's where I draw the line.
So that's what this is. This is like real actors and stuff.
No, it's not animated.
Okay.
It's like a real lion cub. I mean, it might be CGI, but
I think it's all CGI. But it's supposed to look like it looks like
they're actual animals.
You know what? The first one was pretty good. I think I'm gonna stick with that.
But they can make some money off of it. So
yeah, no. But I'm Team Scar. Does he win this time?
I don't think so.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Number three, John Wick Chapter 3. I like the first one. The second one, not so much. So I'll probably just wait for cable on that one.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Dark Phoenix, number 4.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
What's that about?
That's about Jean Grey. It's the X-Men.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not so big on the X-Men. Toy Story 4.
No, I don't need that.
Aladdin, number 6.
No, it's live-action Aladdin.
And yeah, Will Smith kind of freaked me out as Aladdin. Men in Black International.
No, I don't care about that.
Isn't Thor supposed to be in that?
Yeah, him and Tessa Thompson.
But no Will Smith and...
No.
Okay, not interested. Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
No.
It Chapter 2.
Ooh, I'll watch that.
I'm interested in that. And Godzilla King of the Monsters.
No. They honestly,
they need to stop making Godzilla
movies.
Yeah,
just like Godzilla was like a cool concept back in the day. And like the original, I love old monster movies like King Kong and Godzilla, yeah, like the black and white ones. I think
Godzilla
awesome.
Versus the Smog Monster.
Yeah, those are cool. But like
Mothra.
Now, I don't know, man. Godzilla always looks corny now. And like in those old movies, it's like, oh, well, he's supposed to look corny because he's a giant monster stomping through Tokyo. But now it's like, it just looks lame. I don't like it.
And you would think, with the way they can do stuff with CGI now, you'd think it wouldn't look lame.
Yeah.
The Jurassic Park didn't look lame. They managed to pull that off. Why can't they pull off Godzilla?
I don't know.
King Kong, too. I mean, for some reason, that just doesn't... I guess, for me, it was growing up with all those Saturday afternoon movies like that in black and white. I don't really want to mess with.
Yeah, just leave them alone.
I want my memories left alone. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And if you're driving around out there, be careful. A lot of accidents. And if you're in an accident, you know the person to call.
Dave.
My man, Lawyer Dave. What's up, buddy?
You're right. It's raining bad. And blitzers, be careful, because if somebody crashes into you on a day like today, you're bound to get hurt. And if you do, give me a holler, 713-626-8900, Lawyer Dave. Houston-based David Mestemaker.
Yeah, Houston-based, but you practice everywhere in Texas, right?
You bet. In fact, this last weekend, I drove to New Orleans for the Jazz Festival, and I got all the way out to the Neches River. I'm like, you're my people out here, too.
Dave, you will. You don't charge for consultations. You don't get a penny unless the people win. And you give advice all the time, right, even if you can't help them.
You know, Fred, I give advice to everybody, and that's always free. Consultations are always free. You don't pay me unless we win, that's right. And if you need medical care and don't have any money, we'll arrange for you to get medical care without any money up front.
Yeah, and these insurance companies, they've all got lawyers. You need a lawyer on your side, and there's not a better one than Lawyer Dave. He's handled stuff for me. He's handled stuff for AJ. He's your man. Tell him again how to get in touch with you.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900. Or LawyerDave.com, or LawyerDave Law is my Twitter handle.
All right. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
Better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.